Welcome to Coaching Kids Curling, a podcast for youth curling coaches and program organizers. I'm Glenn Gabriel, a certified curling coach and coach developer who lives in Pickering, Ontario, Canada. My mission is to give you the advice, resources, and inspiration you need to make your program better. When I teach new people how to curl, I often tell them that it took me 2 years to figure this out. What took me 2 years to figure out? Find out in this episode. In early March, my club, East Shore Curling Club in Toronto, hosted an adult learn to curl session. Traditionally, my club organizes two adult learn to curls, one in the fall and one in the spring. I always love teaching new adults how to curl. It brings me back to 2003, when I, at age 30, took my first learn to curl at Tam Heather Curling and Tennis Club in Toronto. But fast forward 20 years later. On this particular Saturday afternoon, I was teaching four adults how to curl. They were all different ages, different physical capabilities, and different experience levels with curling. One of them had even taken the same clinic before, and was taking it again as a refresher. Having done so many of these over the years, I can guarantee that I'm going to say one thing to these new curlers, around the time that I'm teaching them the curling delivery. I'll watch someone slide out of the hack for the first time, and, unless they completely fall over, I'll say to them, "Wow, that's awesome! It took me like 2 years to figure this out." I'm not just saying it to make them feel better. I'm honestly telling them that it took me 2 years before I made the biggest breakthrough in my curling delivery. Let me explain. As I mentioned before, I took my first adult learn to curl at Tam Heather in the fall of 2003. Apart from a couple of work bond spiels, I had no curling experience at all. The learn to curl was a fantastic way to learn the sport. It wasn't just a one-night or a one-day clinic. It was a six-week clinic, every Wednesday night for six consecutive weeks. By the end of it, I had learned all the basic skills. I even signed up for a men's league on Tuesday nights. But there was one nagging issue. Although I could push myself out of the hack, my delivery was unreliable. Half of the time, I would slide out as gracefully as Wayne Madaw. The other half, though, I would fall over. And I'd consider myself lucky if I could let go of the rock before tumbling over onto the ice. For the life of me, I couldn't figure out why I wasn't more consistent. Why was I falling over? But, perhaps more importantly, what was I doing with my good slides that led to a stable and smooth delivery? And how could I replicate that in the future? At this point in my curling career, this was the biggest unanswered question. But I thought, all I need is a few more slides out of the hack, and I'll figure this out. I was still enjoying my time on the curling ice. I was getting to know the other players in my club. And I was becoming a half-decent sweeper from both sides of the rock. I loved the game, but I wanted to do better. So, I took my first coaching course in the fall of 2005. Curling Technical Level 1. In that course, they gave us the basics of teaching curling, including, of course, how to teach the curling delivery. I was hoping that by learning to teach others those skills, I would improve my own skills. For my certification, I had to complete a set number of practical hours teaching new adults how to curl. That's how I ended up at Avonlea Curling Club in Toronto. Side note, it's also the place I met my future wife, but you can listen to that story in episode 41 of the podcast. I taught at the fall 2005 Learn to Curl Clinic at Avonlea, which attracted about 30 people. I was a brand new instructor, my head full of technical knowledge, and there was a group of eager adults willing to learn. But I was still a brand new curler, and in the back of my head, I felt like an imposter. I still didn't have a reliable delivery, and I was still falling over as many times as I slid perfectly. Even with my newfound coaching knowledge, I couldn't figure out what was wrong. There was one moment that really exposed my inconsistent delivery. The Avonlea Learn to Curl Clinic was on Sunday afternoons, and the Sunday Mixed League followed in the evening. One day, one of the league organizers approached me, saying that one of the teams needed a skip for the rest of the season. Would I be willing to do it? I said yes. The Sunday Night Mixed was a big league, probably 30 or more teams, and they were organized into different divisions based on skill. My team was in a low-level division. Although I was a new skip, I was comfortable calling shots and making strategy decisions. However, it was up to me to throw the final rocks for our team. There was one Sunday when we were playing a team from a higher division that had been relegated to our division. In previous weeks, I had noticed their skip on the ice. He wore a toque, used a stabilizer, and threw with a toothpick in his mouth. He was also a really good thrower. We were playing his team, and I had to throw a takeout with my last rock. I hated takeouts. I'm more of a draw person than a takeout person. So, I pushed myself out of the hack with as much force as I could muster, but I didn't have my balance, and I wiped out on the ice, lying on my back and looking up at the roof of Avonlea Curling Club. The other skip looked down at me, and with genuine concern in his voice said, "Are you okay?" I was physically okay, but super embarrassed. That, in a nutshell, was where I was in my curling development. 2 years in, I was now fairly good at sweeping, strategy, and calling the game. But I was still inconsistent with the most important skill in our sport, the delivery. And I hated that. But then came my aha moment. Near the end of the season at Avonlea, I was hanging around on a Sunday night watching random games in the mixed league. On one sheet, I recognized a player. He was a member of the Learn to Curl Clinic earlier that season and had formed a team with his wife, who had also taken the clinic, and another couple. I watched this man slide out of the hack, but his delivery was upright, almost standing up. Not the big lunge or splits position that we typically teach new curlers. It was definitely not your standard Curling Canada delivery. I knew, because I just took the coaching course. But every time he came out of the hack, he was stable and balanced. And he was consistently doing it that way. It was at that point that I had my aha moment. Actually, it was two aha moments. But let me start with the technical breakthrough I had watching my former student. When I saw him in his upright stance, I finally realized why I was so inconsistent with my own delivery. The key is placing your slider foot under your center of gravity. That's it. If you want to improve the stability and consistency of your curling slide, you have to work on placing your sliding foot directly under your center of gravity. That's why we typically tell new curlers to place their sliding foot under their sternum when they fully extend out of the hack. But what seemed so obvious didn't click for me until I saw someone balance their weight so high above their sliding foot. There's also another factor that makes this simple rule more complicated than you think. Not only do you have to balance your weight on top of your sliding foot, but you are literally putting one of the most slippery substances on earth, Teflon, on the bottom of your feet, and then stepping onto another slippery surface, ice. That's completely foreign to people's everyday experience. Nothing in real life even approaches that. So you have to deliberately practice it, placing your sliding foot under your center of gravity, and at the same time, doing it on a slippery surface with another slippery material on your foot. So practice is what I did. Avonlea closed in 2006, and I ended up joining Tam Heather. I booked practice ice there next season, often late at night, and I worked tirelessly, sliding out of the hack in a balanced position, while keeping my sliding foot under the center of my body. I slid with brooms and without brooms. I slid with my eyes closed. I slid super slowly to develop awareness about the position of my sliding foot at every point of my slide. Eventually, my delivery improved. It's still not perfect. But now I know what a balanced slide feels like and what my own physical limitations are. And it's definitely a lot more consistent than before. So that was the technical aha moment. But arguably, there was an even more important breakthrough for me. Let's go back to that unusual slide at Avonlea. It would have been easy for me to dismiss that former Learn to Curl student. I could have said, this is just a fluke, or this isn't a standard curling slide, or this is a guy in his first year of curling, so what does he know? But I didn't dismiss it. I looked at his delivery, and as much as it pained me to admit it, despite the fact that it was the ugliest slide that I have ever seen, it was better than my delivery. It worked. Ultimately, seeing that unusual slide taught me that you can learn from anyone, even brand new beginners to our sport. It changed my coaching philosophy. I became more open to people's ideas, and I started becoming less dogmatic about my own. So let's return to the Adult Learn to Curl Clinic at East York. These days, I'm not afraid to tell people that it took me a long time to develop a good enough curling delivery. Because I owned up to my weaknesses, I'm now able to help others avoid my mistakes. I know I can get new curlers to throw a rock with more stability and consistency in much less time than it took me to do it. That said, I can't help but be amazed when I see a brand new curler get in the hack and push out with any kind of balance. Considering what I went through, I can honestly and sincerely tell them, you're doing great. It took me like 2 years to figure this out. Hey listeners, if you've made it this far, I have a favor to ask you. Did you have an aha moment in your coaching career that took you longer to figure out than you'd care to admit? I'd love it if you'd share it with me. Send me your story by email at coachingkidscurling@gmail.com or send a tweet to our Twitter account, which is the @ followed by kidscurling. One more time, the @ followed by kidscurling. I would love to share those stories in an upcoming episode of our podcast. This has been the Coaching Kids Curling Podcast. To reach me, Coach Glenn, please email coachingkidscurling@gmail.com. To follow the podcast for free, visit our website, coachingkidscurling.com. You can also find show notes and links to the resources mentioned in this episode and in previous episodes. The intro and outro music is Golden Sunrise by Josh Woodward. Thanks for listening. Good luck and good curling.